The Anointing of the Sick. With the anointing of the sick, the Church comes to the aid of her sons who face danger of death because of a serious sickness or old age. In these difficult and important situations, when the eternal destiny of men is at stake, God does not leave us alone. He approaches us with His grace and His mercy. The sacrament of the anointing of the sick provides Christians with sufficient grace to overcome the difficulties inherent in serious sickness or old age. Every Christian should be concerned about himself, his relatives, and friends receiving this sacrament at the proper time because he values the help that it provides. Christians facing sickness and death. Death comes inexorably to each man because, whether we like it or not, death is the natural outcome of our earthly existence. Death usually comes as a result of a serious illness or old age. In order to face profitably and with dignity this significant moment of our lives, God helps Christians with the sacrament of the anointing of the sick, a remedy and powerful aid to overcome sickness and to face death with the fortitude provided by this sacrament. There are some faithful who do not want to face death, thus they find it difficult to ask for this sacrament because they associate it with the end of life. Nevertheless, Christian faith makes us value and wish to receive this sacrament as God's gift. It is fitting to pray every day for the grace to duly receive the sacrament of the anointing of the sick. What is the anointing of the sick? Christ grants His grace to a degree sufficient to overcome our weaknesses. In the last moments of our earthly life, the devil mounts a fierce offensive against which the soul needs special help. This help is provided by Jesus Christ with the anointing of the sick, a sacrament instituted to provide spiritual and physical relief for Christians who are seriously ill. In this sacrament, Christians unite themselves with Christ, having the same sentiments that He had when facing pain and death. Jesus instituted this sacrament. The sacrament of the anointing of the sick was instituted by Christ, though it was promulgated by the Apostle James. His letter shows what the tradition in the Church was when he wrote the following: "Any one of you who is ill should send for the elders of the Church, and they must anoint the sick person with oil in the name of the Lord and pray over him. The prayer of faith will save the sick person, and the Lord will raise him up again, and if he has committed any sins, he will be forgiven." The effects of this sacrament. The special grace of the sacrament of the anointing of the sick has the following effects. It unites the sick with the passion of our Lord for the benefit of the sick and of the whole Church. Confers consolation, peace, and encouragement to endure the sufferings of illness or of old age, forgives sins, insofar as there is sorrow, at least of attrition, when there is a physical impediment to the oral confession of one's sins, restores bodily health if it favours spiritual health. This is an important reason for not waiting until the sick are in agony before administering the sacrament. It should be administered when the recipient is conscious. Nevertheless, if he is not conscious, he has the right to receive the sacrament, and therefore it should be administered, albeit conditionally, should there be doubt whether he is still alive. It prepares for passing from this life to eternal life. In connection with the sacrament of the anointing of the sick, it should be kept in mind that the Church also helps the sick with viaticum. Christians should be concerned to receive communion often, and if the sickness is serious, to receive communion as viaticum, which means preparation for the journey to eternal life. How to administer this sacrament? The administration of this sacrament includes several ceremonies. The essential celebration, as in the other sacraments, is the application of the matter, sacred oil, and the form, the words pronounced by the minister when anointing. The priest anoints the recipient with blessed oil, olive oil, consecrated by the bishop on Holy Thursday, hence the name sacred oils, on the forehead and on the hands, while he says, "Through this holy anointing, may the Lord in his love and mercy help you with the grace of the Holy Spirit." If need be, the minister can bless the oil within the ceremony. Preparation for death. God always comes to our aid, as a Father who loves us and wants us to be happy here on earth, and eternally so, in heaven. Studying about this sacrament makes us think of the reality of death, and reminds us of the need to live always in God's grace, to grow in grace, to accept the sufferings this life brings, and to joyfully receive death, knowing that it is a step towards a definitive encounter with God in heaven. Resolutions for Christian life. Offer your sufferings, especially sickness, without being afraid of death. Thank God for the sacrament of the anointing of the sick, calling a priest when a relative or friend is in danger of death.